Christmas is an old institution. How old it is, we don't know. Hard to guess. The Talmud specifically does not mention Slichot. The institution of Slichot is not mentioned in the Talmud explicitly. Implicitly, yes. Not explicitly. We'll see later where the implication is. However, I'm pretty sure, I'm certain, that it's an institution which goes back to, certainly Talmudic times, but Talmudic times also, it's not just a short period. How far in antiquity is this institution? Can be great, I don't know. It's very old. The Gemara mentioned is just something new which we have introduced, but it's something which has been in existence before that. The Gemara speak of Slichot, of Ramon Goyen, of Sadi Goyen, as something which is known to everybody. And they don't explain, apparently it was very old. However, there are, of course, to say it's Slichot, Nidereit, be ridiculous. Of course, it is an institution. So, Minek, Ramses, the Nyago called it for it. But the Minek is based upon sometimes Minhogin, I want to understand, sometimes Minhogin and Aloche. So, say the Aloche is only the Rabbonim, as a rabbinic origin. However, the basis, the background of this particular Aloche or of this particular Minek is Midrash, is biblical in origin. And it is actually sometimes the central thought, which is to say the foundation, the central thought, a very important idea in Yahadut, is the foundation of custom. And exactly Slichot belongs to that category. The only source, basically what is Slichot? We get together, we say to Yutim, we say to Sukim, we say to Hashem Torah V'chalon, we say Vidui, we say short prayer, at the end, the litany likes to a prayer, like a name of Hashem, it is very short. Not elaborate prayer, the stars, the theme, the Yutim are very elaborate, very complex. The Yutim, I mean, that's the author of the Yutim. They are very erudite. The knowledge of Midrash is sometimes amazing, powerful. However, the last student, the oldest, we go back to the time from the second column, the second to the middle, the second summer. Certain half are floated to the town of the Shemesh, the Ascended of Rochas, which is the site on Harabais, the times of this race, is to see, is to conclude each brochure, the 24 brochures, the 6 additional brochures, to put Mishon, Allah, the Saint, all Yamsus, Mishon, Allah, the Rabbi, the Baram, the Mishon, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, however, it involves a few deep institutions, actually, as I said, is representing a few important ideas. If you be so kind, you'll just open up the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. Yes, Daf Yudayim Amid. But yeah, that Amid days about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. About 9 speaking from the top. It's the 9th passage from the top. Vayaver ad Hashem al pono vayikro. It's interesting. How do we translate the word Vayaver ad Hashem al pono vayikro? God, what's punished? Whose continent? Nation. God has by nation's continent, and after he left nation, the nation. So just
Now, Achurai is so God proclaimed the 13 principles.
Now,
correct?
That's
it. Apparently, Chazal and Sefer Yaveh had Hashem al-Pano, that the countenance means the divine. So Yaveh had Hashem al-Pano. That means he erects himself. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, "You mole mikro kosuf is because the hadn't said it like that. The Yeshua Eila wouldn't be able to say it. It sounds like blasphemy." The Lamechel is satis akodesh bo for kishriach tibo. God has wrapped himself in a palace. The way kishriach tibo wrapped himself in a palace. Atisha, filo leone ki yabin, yabin. He was completely enveloped by it. But I need the Amud Ono. The heavenly nature, and he showed the nature, he demonstrated the nature, said us to us. The order of recitation, of prayer, Omar, he told it, called Namshi Yisrael Chaitim, whenever Yisrael will commit sin, then you'll be ready for a temple. Yasu is for like a Seder Hazer. We should, I mean, pray in accordance with this order, to these rules, when you make a lot of forgiveness. Of course, this is the source of the Gemara, which is responsible for this. But if we have to, what means prayer for forgiveness? I mean, called to us, not called to us, not when you call them in the ritual, but yes. Even the word Tzlichas is of later origin. The beginning speaks of Mamot Tzlichas, also Mamot Tzlichas, an assembly of Tzlichas. Or Mamot Tzlichas, the ritual, an assembly of Tzlichas, and supplication. That's how it begins. Mamot. Mamot means an assembly, a solemn assembly, a great assembly. But later, the word Mamot was eliminated. It was shortened, abbreviated, and then you call it Tzlichas. Tzlichas is colloquial meaning, colloquial Hebrew also. You say Tzlichas, you're a type of Tzlichas means prayer for Tzlichas, you're a type of Tzlichas. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has taught Moshe how to say Tzlichas. But this is, I mean, he has taught it. Not only taught him, he demonstrated it. If it's a teaching, sometimes that's the kind of teaching. Teaching in speech, by word, and teaching by demonstration, by example. You're taking a lamech in the Sabbath after the Tzvokha Kishriach Tzvokha. The Rebbeinu Shlomo demonstrated it to him as if he were the Kishriach Tzvokha, the Hazim, the representative of the community, and he demonstrated how Tzvokha should be recited. By Yavir, by Hashem, by Otsonov, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wrecked himself. However, by Yikro, and he read, he recited the state of Tzvokha. This is how Chazal interpreted it. First of all, we've got to understand what is it. We've never come across another passage in Gemara in which he stated that Rabbi Yisrael taught Moshe or any other prophet how to pray. In the contrary, how to pray, you left to man. Man should know how to pray, how to approach it. But here, apparently, the Rebbeinu Shlomo did not rely on Moshe, didn't rely on anybody. Simply, he told him not only to pray, hopefully, but how to pray. He taught him, he trained him, and by demonstrating. There are actually, and it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't mention it, but only Shemi mentioned it. Tzlichas is only at night, not at day. There's no precedent, actually. It's wrong. Tzlichas is said at night. And finished at night. All this daybreak, Ram says, Lokim balaylo to get up. Night, we will follow the Botek Messias, Achiyer Ayel, Ayel, until daybreak, until the mornings are rising. It means the stuff we have. His data. Already the poskim have quoted the pasuk of Echo, Kumireni Balaywa, Lereish Hashmure. תשחי כמיים לידייך, שני חכמי הראשון. על נפש של הלייך, עצותם ברור בראש קודם. שבראיתם דקום ירני בלילה, שבראי דסות, אני פרינסק לו, שצליח הסביר את סיידת, אולי. When at night, you find already among the gayim, comfort writing. Some say at midnight, most of them say the last couple of hours, the last ashleh, the last part. I mean, it's just an hour or two before they pray. Reish ha-shmuret. Reish ha-shmuret means they used to divide the night into three parts. I mean, at the beginning of each part, it's very hard to know. It's in the night, it's in the 12-hour period, and then it was divided into three Ashmuras. Into three Ashmuras, it means one Ashmura was six, so it's a sunset, 10 was the first part, and it concluded, then 2 o'clock, and then six again, the Reish Ashmura, that's night. Basically, if you'll just investigate the Siddur Tfilah, the Siddur Tfilah, our Siddur, is that tonight, with the exception of the Shem Nesrei, with the exception of the Shem Nesrei, there is no Tfilah. There are no Tfilah. With the exception of Shem Nesrei. And the Shem Nesrei itself is not treated on par with Shachet and Mircha. You know very well that Shachet and Mircha are chayvo, obligatory. Mayri is according to one opinion which has been accepted in Shus, even though now we have accepted the chayvo. So take for instance the Broches of Kriyashma. Broches of Kriyashma. In the morning and at night. If at night you have only one broche which was purposely introduced, as to them. But the other broches, prayer was eliminated. For instance, the broch of Yitzhak and Rechei Shomer Tafel in the morning. It is half of the broch consists in pleading with God, they should have mercy on us. In the evening, at night, you don't have any petition in Asher B'dvorim Ma'ed Arabi. In Hava Telom, Hava Rabo is, in the morning Hava Rabo is, the Brochus there. Voi Ramei Nebis Terosrecho, in light night. Yachid Lazeinu Lavi Yereshnecho, consecrate our heart, and we fear thy name. Aveinu Yisholom Amakam Tisoret, Lachin Yishin Yisho Aseinu, Ketur, Uramon Lachatu, Kolam Veloshen, it's prayer, it's a petition, Ava Selam at night, it's just a statement. Ava Selam. It's not a petition. It's more, an expression of confidence. God will never remove his love or never extinguish his feelings of love and mercy which he bestows upon us. But it's not petition. As a matter of fact, in many texts, it's not also resourceful in any way. Not resourceful, resourceful in any way. Resourceful means it will never be removed. Not, you should not remove. Ezra Farisena, at the name of Moshe Lachem, hold over there. In my reading, it is just 17 minutes of time already. It's much shorter, abbreviated. What is eliminated our next prayer? Basically, apparently, Chazal had a very strange idea. That the evening and the night was designated for Tera, not for Tera. The double, Ma'ariv, how long does it take? And then the rest of the night, you consecrate to the Lord of the Then Chazal had spoken about Tera at night, the study of Tera in the evening or at night, in glowing Tera. Sometimes we are simply puzzled. What did Chazal see, in the combination of Tere and Laila and night? But Chazal, if you'll take a look here, all the Rambams of Lichas Chu, Lichas Talmud Tere, if you'll just open the Rambam Lichas Talmud Tere. פרק ג' מרחקה מטרה, הלוך יד ג' הלוך יד ג' פרק ג' מרחקה מטרה, הלוך יד ג' פרק ג' הלוך יד ג' פרק ג' הלוך יד ג' אף על פי שמצווה לא מתבגעים ולילה even though it's incumbent upon an obligatory to study at daytime and at night אין אדם לא מדרש חכמה שאלה בלילה a man cannot acquire wisdom unless he studies at night ולפיכך מי שרוצה להסתכל בקשר של תורה whether one wants to acquire the crown of Torah, to be adorned, the crown of Torah, or to be raised in the crown of Torah, Yizoyah b'chom el-Eishah, to be careful at night, the Le-Yeva, they should not lose afilo echad men, even a single night, the Shene, or sleeping, afilo vishkiyah, or feasting, eating, or sikhe, conversation, to kayyitu men. They should spend the night, all of the Talmud Torah, and the Divrei Torah, all of the Talmud Torah. אמרו חכמים אין רינו של תירו אלא בלילה סונג אפיר can only be heard specific significance any significance only when it is recited at night שנמח קומי רייני בלילה זה אינטרסטים קומי רייני בלילה אין ספק קם נפרי את נעית רייני בשמי אל הרינו ועל הצילה יש חזל אקשורי חזל אולי של ספק רינו זה תירו ושמי עלי רינו, אבל עצימו, רינו זה תירה, זה שחזר למצאת הקטן ברוכת. וכל העסק בתירו בלילה הוא עבר המאנגיג'ס מצדי לתירה את נאית חוט של חסד עם משהו. It means the grace of God is the sword of הפנים. שנאמר, ינום יצבי עד השם חזדי, שביתה מגד בסתור את חסד, ובלילה, שירו אימא, תפילו לכל חיו, ותנאית, I engage in singing, in שירו, and praying to the God of mine, who gave me life. וכל בעיה שנשמועים בדברי תירה בלילה, איש הכנוסת, and so forth. Night, the night, בכתב יפתורה, as the most appropriate time, assumes almost mythical proportions. אבל it's basically it's a collection, a compilation of the Moach Hazal. There is nothing which the Rambam meant. Al-Ram did not introduce anything, I mean, of his own, anything original. It's just he compiled Memorah Chazal, which was scattered all over the literature. He compiled at night. At night is safe. As a matter of fact, you know very well that no tefillin is recited at night. Before Chatzis, never. Chassidim don't even say, Dovid HaShemeir HaYishi at night. Dovid HaShemeir HaYishi, they say it once in the morning, and the second time at night, not at night. זה שנראה לי אישי, זה סם, סם סנת רצית את הדני, לפרוח את זה. This is the reason that we wait to sleep at פרוח את זה, because sleep at the compilation of סופים, סופים פרוח את זה. We wait for את זה. This is basically night is the time of cure, of tearing, not cure. Very sorry. However, I mean, This is what Chazal has introduced. It goes back to Chazal. Livre leilye el negilse. The night is being created only for study. Only for study. Apparently, the exception was made for the night of Shlichus. The night of Shlichus is actually prayer cells, fewer, which takes place at night. Rochtos, Ephrachtos, or not in the morning, but it is yet, I mean, the order has been changed. Instead of Tere, Satsiro was introduced. And I want you to understand, the Sefer Tapol used to take hours, but not just things like that. It never, I mean, how long does it take? Sefer take. Now, nowadays, for the first Sefer Tapol, 45 minutes, an hour, or for surely hour, very long, exceptionally long, it's a couple of hours, long Shlichus. But actually there's much more Shlichus. Shlichus has been abbreviated. Shlichus we have one part. It's a fragment of the Shlichus which has been produced by him. Yeah. Both, it was a lot more Assyrian than it. Some Assyrian, however, tied it. The beauty, the Viduyim were long. For instance, Viduyim have nothing going in the part of Shlichus. Viduyim have nothing going in the part of Shlichus. So basically, this is the first idea. During the night of Shlichus, the Rambam knows the response and after the Centurion in the 70s, or 72 that. We have extended Kriyas the week before Rosh Hashanah. And the Sfardim have extended Kriyas to the 2 months of Allah, they start Kriyas. The second day of Shredish, no, they start Kriyas. All our young community, three Kriyas. Of course, we don't have Kriyas for each day, separate Kriyas, but we have separate Kriyas. The Sfardim don't have separate Kriyas, because we would have, I mean, it would be necessary to have, I mean, but for the separate Kriyas system, that's what we have. That they have only, I mean, one Sliha, a few Piyutim, and the, of course, what we do in Shemeshon, Shabbat, and Hamad, and so forth. So the first, what has been introduced, what Slichas represent, is still of Balayla. And the Kumireni Balayla is reinterpreted. The more interpreted Kumireni Balayla is referenced to Talmud Torah, to Rino Shaltera, I mean, for the limited time period, from tonight until King Peter, is Kumireni Balailo, he called not for Tere, but for Shabbat. Kumireni Balailo. This is the first fundamental, I mean, actually. The night actually is assigned the new test, the new thing, but that's assigned to the Jew at night. Not so much Tere as Esther. Kumireni Balailo. Shifra Kamayim Livech, of course, it fits beautifully into the framework of the Pesuk. Shifra Kamayim Livech, Nechachnei Adeshes, HaLefesh HaLalayim. This is number one. Tfilah at night. The definition of Tfilah at night is Tfilah at night. Within the Halachic, Haggadic and Kabbalistic system, it's almost sensational, Tfilah at night. At night, it's Tfilah. The week before Rosh Hashanah, the centrality, I mean, which we assign to Torah at night, changes into that actually. This is number one. That's why there are no slichas in the daytime. You see, on the tonnet, you have slichas in the daytime. The metric not tonnet, they used to say slichas. You are ancient custom, they used to say slichas, not falling from every, but within the framework, aslach on the vinyl to mahalo makine to fashanim. To make a slichas, you still have in the sidurim. I believe, Ashat Ima Kan Slichas, and in some Siddurim you'll find, within the Brach. But later, they realized that it's too much of an interruption, I mean, of the Shemesre, within, during the Shemesre, and they transfer Slichas to the end of the Shemesre, and following, I mean, Chazor HaShat, they say Slichas. But it's in daytime, and the Tonus is in daytime. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Slichas of Yom Noroyim, commence today, tonight, I mean, is still a Balayla. At the daytime, it has limited significance. Limited significance. That's why in many Hasidic communities, it's an old minute, a basically Sephardic minute. It's the first we have the same, either at midnight or late, I mean, early morning hours, before daybreak. And the following Slicha, with the exception of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the same deal is following my life. Of course, Ukrainian Hasidic, say Slicha in the evening, following my life. Because they have, the choice is either say Slicha following my life, or to say Slicha, I mean, before Shachris, means either to say to recite Slicha at night, or to recite Slicha in the morning. Of course, Slicha forfeits almost its worth if it is recited in the morning. Slichas and night are so, I mean, intertwined that these are almost inseparable. Because the Kumireni Balayla is traditionally, usually, is interpreted in terms of study of Torah during the time of Slichas, the period of Slichas, I mean, the 10-14 days. I mean, actually, is interpreted in terms of different semantics. Kumireni is simply to pray, plead with God. Tfilah and Laila is one equation. The first principle. There's number two. There's another principle which is foundation of Slichas. You don't have a Gemara Brachas, you know. If someone could give me a Gemara Brachas, it's also important. Of course, out from the Kabbalistic viewpoint, we know why there is no tefillah at night. Because tefillah basically, you have a Gemara Brachas, yeah. Yeah. Tefillah basically sleep for mercy. And night, at night, midefadim, justice. However, I'll tell you, I mean, as many times I've been thinking much about, first about the idea, it's very strange idea, that at night there is not filler, or filler at the minimum, filler at the minimum, just night. And filler is assigned to the day time. While Pedra has been proclaimed as the, actually, the performance which will take place at night, and the exception to the rule is this. Basically, night is it's usually at night when one is, when one has is worried, or when one finds himself in distress, or is burdened with sorrow, is concerned about something, and he has no peace of mind. It's the worst time for him. He cannot ignite. Even physical pain, you know very well, physical pain is more pronounced at night than during the daytime, because the doctors don't care about that. More pronounced. But the reason is, I mean, I don't know, I don't understand. But even the Gemara knew about it. All the ayim, all the achilles. The daybreak, the patient didn't know. And particularly anxiety, feeling of loneliness, of sorrow, of depression, I mean, all those feelings become intensified and magnified. There are many reasons. Huh? All right, fine, but I'm about a minute. The temperature goes up. Yes, I mean, I'm not trying to explain it medically. I'm not my medicine. Anyway, at night. And at night, basically, if it's filler, the whole year round, the institution of filler in general is based upon the awareness of man as a very important being. You see, man, Yahadus always thought of man in terms of two categories, of two principles which are mutually exclusive, they are contradictory. One principle in Yahadus says, one doctrine of man says in Yahadus, man is an important being, he's a great being, he's a powerful being. Men can achieve heights which are actually fantastic. Dizzying high, intellectually, spiritually. Men can actually rise to such height at which, I mean, he and angels, I mean, me. As a matter of fact, the Balakabala already said that, the Balakabala already said that man is superior to an angel. The Rambam always considers an angel superior to man. So the Balakabala disagreed with him, silent, and they said man is superior to an angel. Man has something divine in him, and he is capable of coming very close to the Teirah of the Almighty. He's a great being, no doubt. In our history, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, was certainly superior to the angel. On the other hand, you had us also very well, that man is a very low being. Worth. Not only is he weak and helpless, but he can be corrupt, cruel, and evil, and defile himself and defile the world. We have to give you examples now after our Czechoslovakia and Brezhnev and the sitting visit. And after their performances at the United Nations, Yehadu said simply an antithetic view of men. He believed that man is great, exalted. Also, he knew very well, the others were very realistic, that man is a low creature, very, very cruel, very beastly, can be inferior three means of it. And Chazal put beautifully, Zohar, these men are worthy, Emrimai, he's told, there's not a room, someone tells me, after he dumped to the Malach HaShem, you were created before the Emrim. You were created. Lei Zohar, has he fallen in? So Emrimai, someone tells him, Yatush Kadamah, they must keep on, they circled around the light. One summer evening, is a task of the that's the problem. Now the question, Tfile. The institution of Tfile, that man approaches God and agrees with him, offers his supplication, and prays, and converses with him, and engages him in a dialogue, and so forth on. What is it? It's the result of the optimistic philosophy of man, or of the pessimistic, negative philosophy of man? Is it a result of affirmation of man as a great being? Affirmation. Or on the contrary, it's a result of negation of man. It's basically tefillah kol hashana, the whole year of it. It's tefillah based upon the awareness of man as a great being. I'll show you how. For instance, it's very strange. You don't know, there are already the Rabbi Yudah Levin Kuzari speaks about it. But he did not resolve the problem, he did not explain somehow, and many rishonim speak about it, but there is no satisfactory answer in all their discourses about it. We find in Tanakh that praying was practiced while the person, the worshipper, was kneeling or in a position of full. A full was prostrate. By Yochum HaMelech Shlomo Alberto, where Snapal is near, what is Snapal? I threw myself, it means I prostrate. It's interesting that when Chazal introduced prayer, Arshim Nesra introduced prayer. So what did Chazal request man to do? To prostrate himself or Chazal Shalom? If he'll prostrate himself, he'll spoil the prayer, he'll invalidate the prayer. Prayer requires from me straight, upright position, to stand straight in upright position. And there are ishtachwoyes, but ishtachwoyes just about the chest, that's all, but nothing else. And Chazal required of men that he should be dressed from me in his best clothes for prayer. Hoch hitin Yisroel of me, and he's just because of my chest. Be prepared for prayer. You see, prayer is an audience. The way Chazal interprets prayer for prayer as if prayer were an audience between the king and the prime minister. Someone between the king and someone very prominent. Prominent and known. It means prayer is funny, not funny. Man is confronted with God and speaks the matter of the talks to God. It means greatness of man. After his daughter and Ishmerish Lami, you have singled out man and you have given him the license to stand before the army. Not everybody can approach the king, not everybody can address himself to the king. Using the Tao, we use the Tao when we address ourselves to God. Baruch HaTu HaVishem. There's a certain familiarity actually. Our Shemeshul Tzah. It is a conversation, a dialogue between two people who are very familiar, who are close to each other, almost related. There is familiarity, intimacy in prayer. These are the prayers, the regular prayers we offer, particularly Shemesha. Particularly Shemesha. Simsholim, Tevotvotvot, Simame, almost. Not only a petition, we almost, command. That's what the other one is. That is strange. These are the things. There are prayers which actually are nurtured by a completely different philosophy of man. A philosophy of humility of man, of worthlessness of man, of his weakness, of his loneliness, of his helplessness. then of his capability of being corrupt, becoming corrupt and defiled, of sinking to the level of the beings of the field. Those are the prayers of Twitter. If you read it with us tonight, carefully, you'll see the Piyutin is all Piyutin emphasized. One idea, one thought. All Psukim of them. How can men approach God? How can I address him? Men, foul, corrupt, contaminated. Contaminated. Today, as Rambam says, I didn't come in Mohammed Terra. Today, tonight, he's here. Next morning, he's in the grave. I mean. Man who is ignorant and in spite of all his progressive ideas, in spite of all his discoveries, technological achievements, still ignorant. They're still a prisoner of nature. It's very hard to liberate oneself from nature and so forth. I mean, this is the idea which dominates. Greatest of men is the lodestar of Tfilei Kol HaShana, an all year round prayer. Smallness, weakness, helplessness of men is the guiding mode, motif of Shlichus. And also you have Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a different star, also. Right? There are many. Rosh Hashanah in Kippur has a mixture of motifs. But if you take certain Piyutim in Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah, after sanitation, what do you say? Moshe Ru. What can it be compared to? To Cheret and Israel, like a broken fragment. Like a clay utensil. What else? What I mean, Chazan should remember it. To speak Yorei, like the withered flower in the field. Gone on color, like the cloud which passes by. Geit HaPareach, like a bird which flies. Flies, I mean, gets lost in flying. And so forth. This is basically the main, the central motif of Shlichus particularly. Shlichus particularly. And this emphasis placed upon nihility of men and worthlessness was combined associated with rivalry. Because men at night is not as proud, is not as vain, and is not so sure of himself as he is at the daytime, then somehow he displays it. But he believes that he displays it. His power, his wisdom, and so forth. We have in Echot, Boche Sitzke Ravaiva. When one is in distress, it is time for crying at night, not in daytime. Why is psychologically correct? Because any sorrow, I mean, is magnified at all. This is the experience. It's more keen, sharper, and more painful. I mean, I know it on my own. In the daytime, you are, somehow, I mean, you are involved in various activities, I mean, you have no time, I mean, to do some soul searching, actually, to delve in your own self. I mean, you just forget, forgetfulness. On the contrary, your mind is always somehow concerned with the positive aspect of men, not with the negative. At night, for his sister, this is Kumerin is alive. That's why night, the prayers at night have been abbreviated, even the Shemesh at night is considered the Shus Blat Revo, because night is the time, is symbolic, of men, so to say, losing self-respect, and men suddenly realizing, discovering that he is a lonely creature. No, we can't have animals, there's no doubt about it. Physiological certainly, we can't have animals. And all his wisdom, all his discoveries and achievements, and technological attainments, helping God have it all. So help us, it's only God. This is the period during which, I mean, such thought, I mean, a master, and men delve in themselves. And engages in soul search, in self examination, and comes, I mean, and finds himself bankrupt, since we can't say this, I want to tell you, is night. That's right, the Sumerian of Alayla. The regular Sumer of the contract does not want to see men as a failure, men as a success. I want men is going to be guided. He has an opportunity to show what he knows and accomplish. This is number one. Slichas means Sumer of Alayla. This, in terms of regular prayer, constitutes two ideas which are mutually exclusive. neither from the other. I asked for the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas in Ketulas HaShachar. It's not a strange. No, it's a name. Lamed יוחל יספל אל אדם כל היום כולה. Perhaps the man is allowed to pray as many times as he wants. To offer as many prayers as he wants during the day. Kvom ifuresh al day Daniel has been established already, explicitly stated by Daniel, the zimnin plot only thrice a day is a man allowed. Very interesting. The bare requires of man to offer his prayers 3 times a day, but not more. He has no value. Basically, you know very well that according to the Halacha, we never, so to say, all prayers are integrated into Shemnes. Outside of Shemnes, you don't pray at all. No prayer at all. No prayer is offered, for instance, among the non-Jews. To offer a prayer is very simple. You can offer a prayer at any time you want. But according to the Hadith, prayer is offered only within the framework of Shemnes. Outside of Shemnes, I have no right to pray. For instance, if one is in one is in this prayer, that one is speaking in the family. And he says, pray. How do you pray for a person? How do you pray for either by offering the prayer in Refrain or Ishmaelino, you know very well, or you say to some, but there is no prayer, specific prayer to be offered, recited for a prayer. You say to him, you choose the psalms which are, which are appropriate and which simply, include the references to sickness and to God, healing power and so forth around them. So, you say the psalm of Makim Prasicha Reshem, Shil Vekile, or Echein Ol Ori, Mayim Yove Ezri, or Lamutiyacha, or Yancha Hashem Yim Tzor, Yishagetko, Shil Vekile Yaki, or Mizba Shecha Nuket Abayi, or Yishil Yudeto, and so forth, and the psalm in the year of the psalm, the theme of which, is sickness and health and God healing power and God being the healer, the universal healer, but never a separate prayer. Either tefillin, recitation of tefillin, or prayer within the framework of Shemesh. Because we have no right to offer any prayer or to organize any service, any prayer for service, outside of the frame of reference of Shemesh. And Shemesh can only recite it how many times? Thrice a day. Yochel is, it's interesting that Shmuel said mispower them to the door. Shmuel disagreed. If a man wants, he can offer a shemnesre, additional shemnesre, voluntarily. However, the Shemim accepted Shmuel's view, but he said one way in aid in time. We need to understand. You've never heard of anybody praying 4 times a day. Thank God that he prayed 3 times a day. It's always fun. You see, because to ask prayer, as I said so many times, prayer to us is not something very simple. It's enigmatic. What do you mean an approach of God? What do you mean an act on God's door? But they're wheezy, lowly creature to appear before the universal king, and recite, his needs, which are petty and insignificant and worthless. But this special privilege, granted to me. To be able to pray, and this privilege was there, only 3 times a day. Slichas and Atones, indeed I said, how? In olden times, they used to say it, as I said before, within the framework of Shemesre, within the frame of reference of the Brachas of Slachwan and the Mikifatonu. Later, they transferred it to the end of Shemesre. But also, it follows Shemesre, right away. The very moment the Chazim concludes on Brachas and Yisrael Basholem, you start Slichas. So it's a part, it's integrated into the Shachris. It's a Shachris. But never a separate service. It has never been organized a separate service on Taniyas, on Thursdays. With one exception. Which exception? Special assembly, not for Shemnetra. A special convocation, Mamas convocation. A special convocation, not for Milche or Mayriv or Shachris, but for Shemnetra. Usually the Aloche approves only at two convocations. Shachris or Milche or Mayriv. If you are in need, one is in distress, and feels like praying, he can do it. But within the frame of reference of Shachris, Milche, Mayriv. No special conversation. No special ma'amot. Beginning of and start as slich as Yom Neroin is concerned, so we have a right to call a special minor, a special convocation. That is a convocation. What we'll do later here is a convocation. It's a special assembly, a prayer assembly. Not for marriage, because it's done by already, but for. It is then another exception to the general rule of prayer. Usually we have only three convocations, and in Kippur we have four convocations. Because Nila. And in Kippur we have four convocations, and basically Nila Iskos. Nila basically. And during the days of which we have to retire, we have also a separate convocation at night, not the day convocation. At night, focus. Again, we call it Mamot, the convocation. Victory, a reconciliation between men and God, and freedom and forgiveness. This is the second principle of this. The license was granted to us to call a special convocation, service convocation, which has been forbidden, literally forbidden, during the whole year. Now there is something else. Now, as a matter of fact, in Slichas is a Shemnetra convocation. I've told you many times. The Lavush already knew that. It's the Slichas convocation. You start with Ashrei, like in Mincha service. You say Kaddish. Then you recite the Slichas. And at the conclusion of the Slichas, you say Kaddish is Kavu. The only time that you say Kaddish is Kavu, not after a Shemnetra, but after, I mean, the recitation, the title of Psalms. Because it is a service convocation, it's a prayer convocation, a mamatory prayer, which we are not allowed to practice on any other day. Even when Atonis used to decree in Eretz Yisrael during the Gita Midrash, so the convocation was for Mircha. Of course, if it's like a Slichas, it wouldn't be praying a prayer. But there was no special convocation. The only convocation we had where the Rebbe Elashim Nesra is not recited is Christmas. It's the second exception. And then there is something else. Tefillah is a mitzvah, of course. According to the Rambam, it's midraita. About the Shiva Kirchem is a video should have been given. According to many Rishonim, that's a mitzvah, it's a duty, it's an obligation to pray twice, three times a day. A video should have been. There is a special commandment, a special precept of Tfila, which is a part of Tfila. Tfila consists basically of three elements. First of all, Chavot Alova, Kabbalah Alavo, and then to pray for forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness, to plead with God for forgiveness. It's a part of Chile. Mitzvah Tfilah is an integral part of Chile. The best proof is that David King God will be in Akiturim. But how many parts did David King God will be in Akiturim? First of all, it's a Korat Achet. Korat Ovu Poshem Shonecho Amcho Yisroel. Correct? It's a Korat Achet. Korat Achet means the combination of Chavot Alova and Kabbal Alhabet. And then, one of Hashem, Katano Lachat Koyim Lavenet Lachet. Tfilah. Tefillah completes the act of tshuva. It's not enough. It's a man, I mean, a man, he weighs regret, I mean, past mistakes, error, and takes kind of commitment, I mean, to change his way of life. It's not enough. It's even though it's not difficult, but it's not enough. A man should pray, please, God, for forgiveness, for absolution, for atonement. I mean, we know that. We know that from, I don't have to prove it. If you will take, for instance, the Vidui, the famous Vidui by Dovid, you recite it. What kind of Vidui? Bahreini Be'ezer, what parrot is it? Who knows? Huh? I beg your pardon? Mr. Bramson, what is Bahreini Be'ezer? The veil of Nelson Anori. Huh? No, 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 no. The whole prayer, the whole psalm is prayer for forgiveness, for cleansing. Because I want you to understand, to forgive is sin. When one commits a sin, it's not just he committed an error or simply violated the rule. He actually, defiled his personality. He lost inspiration. Somehow he removed himself from the presence of God. And all these gifts which you want must be restored. It can only be restored through prayer. Because tefillah is a separate aspect of tshuva. Without tshuva, tefillah, there is no tshuva. For instance, the first assembly of tshuva took place after the episode of the golden calf. What did the tshuva consist of? By how nations may have the shemelepo? Where snap all it may have the shem. They got bad arms followed. Prayer. What is in Peter? It's a day of prayer. So during the period of Slichet and the Leah Tshuva, so one is under obligation to pray because of two reasons. First of all, you should pray less. Because it's a Vedish for life. It's the ordinary duty of prayer is binding. So in Peter is no exception. Secondly, in Peter of Hashanah and the Peter of Tshuva, beginning tonight, there is another duty, managing incumbent upon him to pray, because prayer is a part of choosing, of repentance, of coming back, or at least of trying, attempting to come back to the burial. And this is Slichas. In Slichas, we fulfill another precept of prayer, not the ordinary precept, but the unique precept of prayer, which is a part, an integral part, an essence of tshuva. So there are things. There are three principles. First principle is tshuva and lila. Second principle is that there is a special convocation, a mam would read to tshuva. And secondly, and third principle is, there is a unique precept of prayer which is related to tshuva. Without prayer, there is no tshuva. Basically, what is Yom Kippur and what is Rosh Hashanah? Are you in tshuva? The day of prayer. Whoever doesn't know how to pray, there's no cannot realize the significance of the day. The essence of the day expresses itself through prayer. Even the shofar is an instrument of prayer. I told you so many times. Kaddish Shemeya Kol Shofar Mazen Kruah. It's an instrument of prayer, the shofar. Shofar is not just a mitzvah to listen to the sound of shofar. It's a prayer. And you keep a certain idea of prayer. How may just near the Shem Lekov? Tivrachu lecham lechapai and chesed lamik. This is a particular prayer of Yom Noroim, which does not belong into the system of Avedah Shbalev, but into that of Tshuva. There's not only these three principles form the foundation of Shmichah. Tfile and Lailo, Mamed Ritzu Yitzchine, and tefillah kechelek min tshuva, as an integral part of prayer. The Rambam says, and if it's tshuva, let's take a look. The Hagdol in tshuva, Halacha Dalet. Midarkei ha-tshuva, דלת, דיברתי על תשובה. We say the דרך תשובה אל ריסו. God has shown to nation the way of tshuva. Midarti at tshuva li tashov, the one who repented. Say it, Tomi b'lifni Arishem, she plead with God, steadily, b'fri v'sachmoni. Ask for mercy and help us always. Thank you. Then there is, I mean, this is now, it has no, not directly related to tshuva, but since I am it, I'm dealing with this topic, I want to say something else. Something else is important for children. Very important. Very important. It's like children. It's in one, it's another aspect of children. And this is the Sadia Goya says that about children must change its habit. The star is giving charity for helping others. He's concerned. Doke is actually a way in which tshuva is utmanized. Without Doke, tshuva is incomplete, imperfect. When we say utshuva, utsfilo, utsdoko, mavir, and reyag, there it's not just a nice phrase that someone, I mean, thought up, I mean, that introduced the mouth. Taloche, utshuva, what does tshuva mean here? Akor atachem. The plea of guilty. Basically, tshuva is to plead guilty. Plea of being guilty, being responsible. I mean, the ability to assume responsibility. I mean, you know very well, I mean, Adam's sin. All right. Adam's sin consisted of murder. He also ate some of the fruit, forbidden fruit. You see, what the most? I mean, what did he commit? What kind of sin of Avera did he commit? Trace of sin again? The apple was trace. It was not edible. According to the command of the great scientist. But that's punished. He did not destroy any man. He rolled him out of the command. Millions. He was the Galatian, he was the paradise, he was heaven. He became mortal and exposed to the difficulties of life, the indifference and cruelty of nature and so forth. Cain murdered his brother. Cain murdered his brother. Ah, horrible thing. That way. And Cain somehow reached the modest redemption. He was at his fault. What a fair, never had like that. Cain came out and he found the good of God. He met Adam. He learned to come. Cain, he recognized that Cain reached the sacrament. Somehow, in modus operandi, in reconciliation with God. He said, Manasseh, did you know? God was, I mean, God actually applied strict justice to me and to your mother. Just eating the forbidden apple, he certainly should have applied strict justice without any consideration. And it's because of one earth, extenuating circumstances for your cause. The father, I see that you came out, you are satisfied. Your fellow, you see. I understand. In fact, what was wrong with the other? You know what was wrong with the other? He blamed somebody. For you sure I shall not suffer him. I ate under your husband. That's all the Mashgiach. Otherwise, I mean, you could have left me alone. There was no need for me. He was created to supervise me. Like your supervisor. I mean, it's not that I'm not now inclined to do this in any case. You see, when you share some of the suffering blood, you lost nothing like that. You lost his bad idea. He showed it proved. That we will keep him as assuming responsibility in the system. This is true. Sin is a core attack. I'm guilty. That's not. I'm guilty. It's clear. This is a tshuva. This plea of guilty must be accompanied by what? By tshuva. Rambam says, the Eisad Zohar to the Eisad. Our children should engage in charity as much as possible. This Chumash is very strange. I mean, the Rashi going was the first, it's interesting. The Gemara says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, yes. If you think Rosh Hashanah is about the Zayin and the Beis. Yomar Rav Yitzchok. Yerit Omar Rav Yitzchok, Dalet Vorim, Daf Tzayin and Bein, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 15 lines from the top. Yomar Rav Yitzchok, Dalet Vorim, Nitarim, Tzardim, and Tzalot. Four things change, actually, definitely. Eilein, Tzoko, Tzoko, what is Tzoko? Tzoko, Shinu Hashem, Shinu Maitis. Now, Shinu Maitis, Shinu Maitis means a Korat Achet. And Shinu Hashem means I don't identify myself with this here. I look upon myself as a neutral. But it's a part of Shinu. It's not a part of Shinu. Complete change of the identity. Complete change of the personality. Doko Menayin is going to see the Stoko Tatum in one. Doko to see the Stoko Tatum in the Salam to say in this year. But I believe there is another source, I mean, if you may quote, in order to substantiate actually the truth, the stock is a part of the very strange. The test of the eagle, God commanded the Jews immediately, to give of their money, everything they had, to the mission. If God made the mission, the universe cannot contain a bite of Hashem and certain lot of people how it takes place. The prophet is trained. No better for Papa in the midwife of the time. In West Polyvolta, Lechem Lechalt, and the Yahweh Sheikh of the Jerusalem. There was a class of society, there was a class of society, not a Russia, but a midwife. Real class of society. No one could explain them, it could say them. Even the man couldn't be taken from the accident. No savings accounts, no banks, no deposits, or anything. You just, everybody heard what God gave him. But in the Torah, it's demanded and refused to do what everybody has. I mean, for instance, Dov, or Kepret, or Hashani, Seot, and this, Velvet, I mean, because in the tribe, no, of course, they don't do this. How much do they have? So the Torah wanted them to do everything they have. So this is the task, to do the exercise in the art. That's just exercise. So basically, Shuvah means Chet, meaning and it first means it comes, begins to idealize itself. Chet is a result of self, of complete lack of consideration for others. Then a person sees only himself, no one else. Then he surrounds himself. He tries to surround himself. He's a halo. He's glory. This is Chet. That means the little temptation to which I am exposed. Actually are the rules, the sacred principles, I mean, and I abandon, I mean, tradition, because it's a little pleasure I expect to get out from performing. And they document sympathy and pressure and sharing love, sharing the music. That's why it's written to sit down. Hello. There is no truth without God. Doctor is welcome. Basically, he's a man's sin. So he's accepted. He's a prisoner. In order to get out of prison, in order to redeem himself, he has to be able to take some action. What kind of answer to him should he be asking? He's hidden himself. By whom? I don't know. By his hate. By whom? It stays ransom. Otherwise, you cannot see himself for some captivity.
What is the ransom?
Justice. It's something that is basically justice. Macht ist ein Schäkel. The house is, what is it there called? Macht ist ein Schäkel. The notion of an action or a Schäkel. It's ransom. It's redemption. It's a deal. This is justice. Right. Now, these are the three, four principles, the three principles of Swiss. Tshuva, the equation of Tshuva and Tfila, the equation of Tfila and Lila, and the special convocation, Mamot Sarisri. Now, the construction of Tfila, I spoke many times about it. Construction of Tfila underwent a change, a basic change. And this change is basically, is wrong, actually. However, apparently, Jews like it this way. At all, it's history and it's a fact. The Tfila of old was compiled and consisted of 1, 2, 3, 4, a four elements, a four parts. It's a fourfold construction, the structure of this. First of all, the central axis around which the entire, all the prayers, Tfila prayers, revolve is what? Adeshem, Adeshem, Torachu, Chalom. B'shor Yisroel Chepin, Yasu Lefonai Kaseder Hazeh, they should imitate or repeat this particular ritual. What kind of ritual is this? Adeshem, Adeshem, Torachu, Chalom. But Tfila basically consists of four parts. It's a fourfold structure. First of all, Tfila consists of a compilation of Pesukim, mostly from Tfila. 99% from Tfila. Sometimes you come across a person from Isaiah or Jeremiah, but usually it's from the Psalms. Compilation of scriptures. What is the general idea which those Psukim convey? Actually, what do they convey to us? What they convey to us, the idea, first of all, helplessness of man, the wretched being. Or, and secondly, God is merciful. And that men must be for, that God forgives the sins of man, he raises his iniquity and so forth, and bestows chesed rachmi. It also describes, portrays God's majesty, omnipotent nature in the universe, how God rules the universe, from the flying nebulae down to the little insect, which creeps from your little world, which is on the ground. This is basically the compilation of Pesukim. I'll tell you frankly, the Pesukim are so skillfully compiled that you don't feel it is a compilation, but you think it's one psalm. It will take one Tfila, and there they are text of Tfila. Yes, thank you very much. The famous introduction to Tfila, which repeats itself every time we say Tfila. Even when people night and call me night. Not Ashrei night. Shemei Atzilu Adecha Kol Bofo Yomei. L'chol Al-Shem Adzokol Al-Nabei Shisaponim. That's from Ezra. It's again. They have no right approach God. Nachtas and Achteiro. Then, Lidechess and Masim Bonach Necho, Gidal and Choroshim, the Pasuk of Echo, we bang on your door, we knock on your door, like a poker and a beggar. I told you. Men is a lowly creature. Tfila is not men, a great being. Approaches God, but men is a little small being. And then Shemei Atzilu Adecha Kol Bofo Yomei. If you just look through the whole compilation, it's compiled from various psalms and from Yirmiyahu, and it reads like one whole, like a separate psalm, like it is so organically, so you. The unity is almost organic, and you feel transition from one pasuk to another, as if This introduction is being written by David as a separate psalm. Very strange. Then we have more psukim. Kach lo abanit ha-hashem ha-vateinu, ulai shem ha-shem 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 אז השם שימו בתהילת, יונו זוח את השם לסוכיו תחנונו. נשליח את הירידה, ושם שימו בתהילנו, כי יונו הזנח את השם לסוכיו תחנונו. נשמע תלנו, יהיה. אל תשלחנו, אל תשלחנו פניחו, פות שפעלפו תחנונו. לפוסק את זה סינגלה. אל תשלחנו מיל פניחו, ורוח פות שפעלפו תחנונו. אל תשלחנו להיזיקנו, ככבי צפיך היה אל תעזרנו, יספות. הוא יסי אל תשלחנו להיזיקנו, ככבי צפיכנו אל תעזרנו. Is it permitted? Is it permissible, I mean, to take a posset and to change, I mean, the singular and the plural? Many have simply rejected, I mean, such changes. They said it is not permitted. As a matter of fact, as much as I can help, I always say, whenever I know, yes, but whenever I'm aware of, I always change the plural in the singular, wherever the possible can be being formulated in the singular. As a matter of fact, the Tashbat says it is permissible. There is only one proof which is quite conclusive and convincing. He says that even Chazal, the Chachma Talmud, has practiced this method of changing the singular into the plural. And the famous example is שפעינו עד השם ונרופי, ושאינו ונרושיע, נרושיע תצורתנו אופה. שפוסד נירמי. שפעינו עד השם ונרופי, ושאיני ונרושיע תצורתיע. אם דען שכנסת הגדלה, צ'יינס, אז זה פלורו, זה תפנדסים לזה, זה פלורו, הפרח זה תקטן לזה. But quite it, the use of the service, the license of the poem, now this is number one, the compilation of Sufism. It's too bad that in most of the compilations we have lost are not extant. We have only, as I told you, two compilations. Now it's very interesting. And then let us pick up Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur night, which is the night par excellence of Tzrichem. Yom Kippur is the day par excellence of Tzrichem. Okay, this is the day of Tzrichem. So, the same Yom Kippur night, you say, Shemei Atzilo Adecha Kobos HaYireo, correct? Shemei Atzilo Adecha Kobos HaYireo. At the end you say, Sev Rishav Kashra Mar. In Shachris, you don't say, Shemei Atzilo Adecha Kobos HaYireo, the long introduction to Tzrichem. But you conclude with the Sev Rishav Kashra Mar. Sev Rishav Kashra Mar leads up to Shmakarena. Zeit nehmen la kocher und rein mit kocher kosten wir ist la kost macht uns das was ist wir sehen wir sehen was am mit bereit wir müssen mit kocher kolamin und dann da haben wir günstige Zeit schmeckt rein why is it that in Kipana I want to show you that there is nothing accidental in this no coincidence in our Kipana that in Kipana we do the side Shemei Atzilo Adecha Kobos HaYireo and in Shachri and Musaf and in Nile we are left out Shemei Atzilo Adecha Kobos HaYireo. However, what you do recite is favorite song. Correct. Basically, it's like that. As I told you, Slichas is like Shemnesre. It's a convocation, a prayer convocation. In Shemnesre, you have no right to petition God or to offer, or to plead with Him before you recite Shloche Shalmokim, before you praise Him. Before you recite Shloche Shalmokim. Shloche Shalmokim consists in Gvureis, in Gedushas Hashem, in Ovitz. Of course, you cannot start saying Slichas unless you recite Shloche Shalmokim. You sing a hymn to God, his hymnal praise. Of course, since Slichas consists just of petition, supplication, of pleading with God, so before we start to plead with Him, or to ask Him, or to request of Him, Sri from Chile, we have to recite His hymn, His Shloche Shalmokim. How do you know that? From Ishra, Rabbi. V'eschanu Hashem bo'isha hilena, they didn't stop. Ad Hashem malikim ato achelei sholar, et esav dako, es god lo chavisiyot v'chazoko. Ebron over. He didn't start this petition immediately. He began with what we prayed, with the hymn. So this is actually the introduction to Slichas, as a petition. This is necessary in Kippa night, because the Slichas are recited not within the frame of that reception. Because there's no Chazor Hashem. But in the morning, you recite the Slichas, and where do you recite the Slichas? Within Shemesha. When do you say Slichas in Kippa? In the morning, Musaf and Mirche. Where? What bracha? In the fourth bracha? In the bracha within which the chazan says we do it. So it's a part of the Shemnesre. So it does not require another hymn. In order, I mean, that the license be granted to him to approach God with petition and supplication because he recited Ovis. See, the Ovis is the introduction to Slichas. While you keep an eye the night of Polido, there's no Chazor Bashar. So Slichas is a separate entity, a separate unit, the way it is tonight, or on any other day. So it is a separate entity, it's a separate conversation. You see, Shachris, Mirche, and Yinkiter, Slichas, does not require a separate conversation. It is recited within the frame of reference of Shenetra. However, Saturday night, Yinkiter night, or the night of, as we will do it tonight. So it's a special convocation. So Slichas is a separate unit. It lacks the framework of Shemesha. Because Maariv we have recited already. We have said Maariv. So as a separate service, so we must recite first the hymn of Shemei Atzino Adecha Kobos HaYireo. And basically, what we say in the hymn is exactly almost identical with what with that we say in Ovid's Glorious Mishra Hashem. For it was Ato Ferato Vos Chayom Shibarto Rosh Hashanin Yim Alamoyen Ato Yitzavto Kol Gvul Esoret Kai Tzokhere Vato Yitzartom Ato Ritzavto Rosh Hashanin Yim Alamoyen Tnano Macho Laam Ritzim Ato Bokato Mayu Vanochal after that is after that is based on the khoyde in after khoyde in after khoyde in after khoyde in what is it? A recycle? What? Of Gureyfa Shalakad Yisrochat omnipotent His Majesty the Yisrochat and then you say the Kamofon of the Seder was Miris Nori Alei Asher Yad of Nam Tiksot the Veselikim Nala the Rodesh Teil Narod Bisot Gdeishim Rabo Bish Hashem Ata Kodesh Yishim Chokoresh Veishim Chayim Alu Chatsalo Veneiro Al Kol Tzilo Tzu Yedechen Kedesh Uvoch Et Arishem Yad Yerio Kedush Hashem Kedush Yidu Se Kedush Kedush Yatsra Rekraz Kedush This is the reason why it's left out it's a mitzvah during the day because we have the same of reference and it is said at night. Now this is we have two parts. We have the compilation of the Sukkim and the Yudhim Omidah. Then of course Vidui. Vidui. We have the point. Now it's Vidui the Amor. Can you say Vidui? As a matter of fact, we repeat the Vidui three times. Even though the Goyen is checked it, we do say the Vidui three times. And at last, the short prayer that was very old, ancient, now older perhaps in many of our prayers, which we recite as a conclusion of the Vidui. It's Amenu Abishem Amenu, Nishonu Lavrom Avinu Bahar Amadeo, Hu Yamenu, They go back, they can be traced back to 7,000. I told you. Until Rachel Shmecho, Kim Chanu Shmecho, Bechon Mitzvah Shmecho, Afei Laman HaMitoch. Apparently it's quite possible that Afei Laman HaMitoch used to be recited in the Tanidosh when they marched with the Lulavim around the Mizbeach, around the altar. Because as a matter of fact, when you do recite, Laman HaMitoch Uman Dotor, when we march with the Lulavim around the Sefer. And then Rachmoni Doner Lamiye Aneino, Rachmoni Doner is very good Aneino. I want you to know, the Aramaic form of that prayer bears testimony, bears witness to this very very old. Usually Aramaic prayers, with the exception of those which are mentioned, is there, like this, maybe not all. But usually an Aramaic document, like the Ksuber or the Jet, the term is written Aramaic, not in Hebrew, means that the document is very old, ancient. Character. Because the vernacular of the people during the second Tayyishani told us the vernacular was Aramaic. We don't know how much Hebrew was spoken during September. Never mind that some linguist historians of Israel want to say they all spoke Hebrew. It's not good. Because if they had spoken Hebrew, the Talmud Yerushalmi wouldn't have been written in Aramaic. The Mishnah was written in Hebrew. Apparently the intellectual elite for Hebrew, the message the crowd of the Aramaic. And documents which had to be understood by the crowd, because they had to know what obligation they assumed and what duties they discharged or what so were written Aramaic. Even all Kiyum stores the application of stores documents, the Mesa Plus at Khoda Avine, the Asa Mekabon, this is all the gold of the Baishenis. And the Sekra Khoda Avine, Amino, and so forth. Mochir Mase, Mei Nisim Chayim, Mase Tnishim Chayim Omo, Brokot Chote Avu Elake, Zero. Those are the four parts of the Bible. Which is compilation of Sukkim. You begin and you conclude. And then you do the Midois, two, Vidui, three, and this so-called, we call it technical terms, the litany-like prayers, which are very short and simple, short and simple and plain, comprehensible, for everybody, and understood by everybody, by simpleton and philosopher alike, those are the four parts. These are the old three. Jews have a weak spot for prayer, a soft spot for prayer, with the youth. It's something which we don't understand. How the Piyutim got him into our mouth. Who integrated and incorporated the Piyutim into Chazor of Hashem. We don't know. The history is not known. We know just for instance that Hadrezer HaKalia most probably lived in the 5th or 6th century very well. It means immediately after That's not the Chinuch HaTalmud. That's not the conclusion and the of the Talmud. But we all rather were Piyutim. These Piyutim were integrated into the mother, and Pesach speaks of Piyutim. I mean, they conveyed the impression that the Piyutim were introduced thousands of years ago. Pesach quotes Piyutim in order to prove Alochet. And Piyutim to Pesach carry so much authority that many Alochet, Pesach resolved by a quotation from Piyut, from Kamil. Anyway, the Jews only like Piyutim. And the religion became a part of our literature, part and part of our literature. I cannot imagine, for instance, I examined the Sephardic Marder, and I've been asking myself, what did they do the whole day of Musa? The real Sephardic Marder, because they had nothing to do. Terrible. And it was beautiful, beautiful, like, Riches with Piyad Midas Mishpat, from Mishpat, Munot, the Kele Ratil, Sanateke, Narachagin, Imhun Arikin, they don't have. They have a few from Rabbi Alevi, a few from Rabbi Nezre, there's here and there a few from the Rambam, but doesn't come up, I mean, cannot compare as far as duty and power and sensitivity with our people. The most beautiful marvel in Ashkenazic now. The most beautiful marvel. Of course, the Mahat Rashefa is not our marvel. They don't have the community. Completely the way that we are. Verily, if you. And the beauty became part and parcel of our liturgy. You cannot imagine Rosh Hashanah and Kippur without beauty. What would you do, I mean, without the beauty? How long would it take Chazor HaShatach and Yasmitzah or Shachit without the beauty? Without Inna Levikim, without Melachet. Melachet, without Adere Shamun or Chayolamin, without all this beauty. Gorgeous, exalted. Where the Kedushayim is reflected, actually, it reflects the Kedushayim, it reflects the experience, the individual experience of the day, the exalted character of the day. And, whoever knows Piyutim, they're in their texture are hundreds of Midrashim and hundreds of Halachot interwoven. Those Piyutim, of course, also in Slichot, they introduced Piyutim, to say all the long compilations. In addition to say this to you, they were too much. So little by little, they began to eliminate the compilation of the screen and replace them by introducing to you. So what we have now, the construction of Slichot now is not there. We have the first compilation of Nafash. The first compilation is that Shmei Atzila, therefore, for those who are there. Then, Mamim al-Fanecha Yishul Morim, and Esapa al-Fanecha Shefer Shfotim, Manu of Nachash Shemotim is a part of the compilation, it's a part of the introduction. Then there's already a few. Ich niftach tele panecho dar mitzuchim. It's right, don't say it. Beinu fanim nishtach tzuchim. So you say a few. First of all, the introduction. I want you to see construction in this book. Not just an issue, conglomeration of the goodness. First of all, the introduction. Then you say, Ich niftach tele panecho dar mitzuchim. It's a few. It's already a few. Then we begin to then the period is concluded. Following the period, we say immediately, we say the Yudgimu means Arachmi. We start to Rachamecha Radman of Suchim of the Kisecho and Nishan of Suchim of the Kabin. Here is the Atish Shirah to Bonon, Kilar Chapai Mato, while Arachmi Nikreishan, the Suvei Reishan, the Yadr Hashem Alpon and Ayikra Hashem and Hashem to Rachmi. Fine. After that, comes a compilation which has been abbreviated and shortened considerably. I don't even want to discount it. Well, that's what it's known as Yosef Bodenayin, and Kirish Mazadet, the Shia Shem Kikon Achosit, Kras Amun and Yeradam, Kim Chomek Echayim, Kachmur Adam, Kach Hashem Alakenu, Hashem Shalom Vachatzah Hashem, Amin, Hashem Shura, Hashem Shura, Hashem Shura, Vashem Al Ta'acha, Amin, Ma'af, Alay, Kishim Chanik, Al Amecha. Then it's seen it again. Amin Yikon Echadet, Ish Tev Nimshal Kefadet. Again, Yudgimu Midas Arachmi, Yudgimu Midas, and then a short compilation of Haid Tzuchim, which is just a reminder. That's a very long compilation. I'll tell you Mishpat in Monarchy, and I'll tell you Toyota, and I'll tell you Toyota, and I'll tell you Toyota, again. Grachmur al-Bani. Again a Piyut, and then, again a Piyut, and then Kilo Marach Nishma Kis Arachmi, again the short compilation, same compilation of Tzuchim. It means that the compilation of Tzuchim which forms actually the very substance of Jesus, have been eliminated, have been omitted completely. Instead, they were replaced by teutin. So they are all, but not all in the compilation. They were replaced by teutin, but after each field, we say it's yutsukin, usually repeated, so it's yutsukin, and we say Adeshem, Adeshem, Shorach, and Echal, Echapai, etc. And then we say, Mitzray Yen Menuchot, and Menuchot Chilo, and again, all again. A piyot, again, Yudgimu Midei, and the Chit Sukit. And then follows, I mean, Seher HaMecho, and Eschel Olam Ben Sari, and after Seher Sari is Vidi, and after Vidi are the short prayers. This is exactly. And you conclude. This is basically. The four-fold construction has been retained, actually. You have a compilation of Sukit, it was reduced, abbreviated, but you need, I mean, the first, the introductory compilation, the concluding compilation is still extant. We have the Yudgimu Midei, Rachmin, we say it as many times as the Yudgimu Midei Rachmin depends upon the number of Yudgim. If you have less Yudgim, the number is limited. If you have more Yudgim, the number is increased. After each field, there is a Yudgimu Midei Rachmin. Rosh Hashanah, we have a never